Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, I'm glad we got Jack Posobiec on our side. We have a very special guest, Dom Lucrey, joining us coming up. And then the last segment or so, we're going to have Tony Lyons of Skyhorse Publishing popping in with some big news. But let's go ahead and go to Elon Musk on Trump assassination and Elon Musk on freedom versus just money. This is a very important couple of clips. The full interview is now up at band.video with myself, Elon Musk. But here's a few more of the clips. We'll be back with our special guests.
If the deep state establishment, you know, it's not just one group, is able to kill Trump or not let him run for office for the repercussions, I mean, are you optimistic for the future currently? Or just how do you feel about the election coming up?
Well, I think it will not be a boring year, that's for sure. I think it's going to be eventful, I suspect. I don't know. You seem to be quite concerned that people will try to assassinate Trump, but I don't know. I'm against assassination generally. So, you know, I guess if Hitler was alive, I'd be in favor of assassinating him. But, you know, Stalin, you know, that kind of thing.
I would be too. Your attitude is you can sell the world on freedom and humanity 2.0 and a new renaissance. The establishment will just step aside because our ideas are so good. Is that what you're saying?
Look, I think what I'm saying is that I think it is very difficult to predict the future. That we're certainly going to have a very contentious election, and perhaps some contentious elections worldwide. The X platform will strive to be as truthful as possible about what's going on, and to that's going to be the goal. SpaceX is going to build rockets and Tesla is going to build cars. And, as for what will happen, I don't know what's going to happen, but I think
is there any big
2024 is going to be quite the encore for 2023 is my suspicion.
I was just going to ask, I guess you don't like Nikki Haley's idea of basically doxing everyone.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so that's crazy. The thing is that a lot of people obviously would face repercussions from their employer or from their government or from some organization if their identity is revealed, and that therefore inhibits the public dialogue. People, there've been professors who've been suspended for favoriting things on old Twitter. They literally got suspended for just tapping a favorite button. This is so you can say, like, look, if a tenured professor can get suspended from their job for just liking a post on the X platform, then obviously there is some need for people to be able to post things anonymously. Otherwise, they simply will not be able to speak their mind.
Absolutely,
they're losing their job.
It's anti-whistleblower, but I just want to say this because I think the community knows it's the best thing ever. Even if somebody says something really horrible, I think there should be some buffer zone to at least let them respond as much as they can before they get banned. Because what I see everywhere is the PR firms will say somebody has said something they didn't say. They create this woke mob response. Then the person's taken down, and then most of the time it's not even true what was claimed. General?
Yeah. Anyway, we're very much going to err on the side of a freedom of speech, which is really just saying, in America, we're gonna uphold the Constitution of the United States, and that's what we're gonna do, and uphold the laws of the country. And if the laws are changed, we'll then change our behavior to match the laws, and we'll do so. And we also can only match the laws in other countries, because sometimes people will say, well, why don't you demand freedom of speech in some other country in the world? I'm like, well, we don't make the laws in that country, and if we don't adhere to the laws of the country, they will simply cut us off. We can't do more than that.
What about the other factors, Elon? Before going to General Flynn, you've got obviously laws, but you've got the revenue for running a business, and you've got external pressure. How do you balance all these when fighting for free speech?
Well, we're we're going to obviously favor free speech. I believe my action has been very clear in this regard, that if it is a choice between money and freedom, we will pick freedom.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Don LeCrae reaches tens of millions of people a day. He's been around for a long time and been big, but he's exploding. He's a 29-year-old veteran who is an independent journalist. He's a Christian, was born in North Augusta, South Carolina. Dom used to be vice president of the hip-hop record label and started speaking out in politics in 2020. He started posting on Twitter in November of last year and has since gained a lot of traction. He's at Dom_LeCrae, LUCRE. And here's just a few clips he's been talking about in the last few weeks. This guy nails it.
Everything that Democrats are doing to white Americans, they tested on the black community first. They destroyed our economy with riots and fire. They destroyed our birth control rates with policy. They destroyed our monuments under the disguise of political correctness. They influenced our youth to embrace homosexuality through music. They influenced our youth to rebel through music. They refused to give us representation in Hollywood. They told us we weren't victims. They forced vaccines on us. And they called us conspiracy theorists when we said no. What's even worse, they changed our nationality through the Census Bureau more than four times. They assassinated our real leaders and left us with controlled opposition, such as Al Sharpton. They changed the color of our historical figures and ignored our outcry. They told the entire nation that we were a problem because we were black. Same thing they're doing with whites today. Yes, it's a cold, hard truth. The Democrats mastered the ability to control a race, and now they are doing the same thing to white Americans. This is where it truly gets worse. Every black is aware that this happened to us. Most of us will embrace the new propaganda, and white Americans will view it as ignorant and racist the same way we did to white Americans in the past. So when Netflix replaced every white actor with a black one, the black community will view it as finally being represented and not notice that every white person was taken out. White America will notice the replacement and will rightfully speak out, but black Americans will only see the outcry. They will think that white Americans don't want them to have anything. We are living in the most powerful psyop of all time. The only reason that history repeats is because they remove it.
ABC pled guilty to sex trafficking charges, pedophilia charges, gruesome pedophilia. This, I gotta find his name specifically so I don't say quote it wrong. But he specifically fantasized about impregnating a woman simply to sexually abuse the child as soon as it was born. We're talking about infants. Very, very, very small infants that this male is fantasizing, sexualizing over. He was a top ABC News reporter, and not only that, what made him special was he was the specific reporter that debunked Pizzagate. I found that odd, that he was just so personally attached to the story. A pedophile himself was to debunk Pizzagate. You know, it's kind of hard to believe a snake when, you know, they have their perception on the story when it was about him, people like him. The fact there's such an outcry and the media and ABC didn't blast that story. So the thing is with this, if they are willing to blast the debunking of Pizzagate by the pedophile and the media calls everyone else conspiracy theorists, why can't they at least validate that they had a pedophile that was working for them? And this pedophile specifically had a conflict of interest. Now, had it been Republican, they would have pointed that out and it would have been stressed everywhere. Thanks to the social media, people can't sweep this stuff under the cover anymore.
Yeah, there's been a whole bunch of reporters. One of their senior reporters got arrested trying to rape children, child porn, all of it. It's just absolutely out of control. So, Dom Lucrey, I've been wanting to get you on for a while. Everything you say, I think is dead on. You're really helping unify people against the globalists. I want to invite you back for a full hour soon. We got you for about 35 minutes here today. But just God bless you, because I see you, long before I got back on Twitter, even when you first got on there a couple of years ago, when I was totally censored, you were blasting us out. So I also want to thank you, sir. God bless you. Where do you want to start with this crazy world and what's going on? What other great knowledge you got to lay on us?
Well, outside of like what I stated in the video, we're living in the greatest psyop, in my opinion, of all time. So, just to start off with that, and welcome back, welcome back to you for leading the way and leading for the front for so many years. And even doing it without the support, you really are a true icon to all of us that is out here trying to present the truth. You do it with extremely, extremely calculated ambition, and you're the role model to be.
Well, God bless you, brother. Well, you're my role model. You nail it every time. Where do you want to start? Are we in the Great Awakening? Are we winning the war? Are we starting to just fight back? I mean, all the craziness going on, there's so much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're winning. We're winning the war. You're back. We got Trump back. They brought Kanye West back. They brought so many different other creators and influential people back during this era. And we just see TCM with Tucker Carlson Network just launched. We have remnants and echoes of wins all around this year. Just comparing this year to last year, I feel like momentum is at an all-time high.
I agree. So I got 1,000 questions. But I want to give you the floor to just lay it on us what you think's front and center.
So, what is it? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part.
I was saying, lay it on us. What do you think's front and center? What do we do next?
Oh, at this point, really, in my opinion, is to pay attention of the division that they're going to try to start laying out. The thing is, they like to really go for race every time the election season is on the way. We're entering probably the most important election of our lifetime. I can expect a lot of propaganda that they're going to utilize with the blacks and the whites to just try to keep us divided and, most importantly, keep us distracted. I would say we need to start looking out for distractions. We need to start focusing on what our electors are doing and start paying attention to when they're meeting in private and what those subjects are on.
Absolutely. I know you've been concerned about an assassination of Trump and then talking about racial divisions. What do you think they're going to pull? I think they're going to do massive racial attacks with white people against black people, vice versa. They've been pre-programming that.
I believe that as well. And the thing is, they aren't doing just too well with it, because right now, President Trump, in my opinion, he has the most support that I've seen from the black community since I've been watching the entire movement. But outside of that, I could see them trying to plaster some different type of division through race. A lot of things a lot of people don't know. They like to infiltrate black culture and black Americans, and they'll infiltrate them by inserting Africans that are immigrants into America and say they represent black America. And they typically are the ones that scream the loudest about racism. Have nothing to do with American policies or history, know nothing about it. They're just simply saying yes, to their handlers. So I do expect to see a whole lot of that coming up into the next year.
You talked a lot about Trump assassination. Give us your view on that.
I don't see no one being able to actually touch President Trump. I do see assassination attempts. I do see that. I definitely do see them trying to take him out, but I don't see anything happening to President Trump. I just don't see it happening. I don't see any knife, any bullet, any type of weaponry touching him, in my opinion.
I hope you're right, but we are winning hearts and minds. We are winning the war. But when you ever sit back and war game in your mind what the bad guys are going to do?
Yeah, I strategically plan every day. Every day, like even when I'm presenting my content, I don't present my content in the perception of what I think is real. I present it in those that I consider normies and what they think is real. So I constantly thinking of what the opposition is doing, how they're thinking. They're constantly planning. I'm constantly thinking of what the next move is. What's the globalist move? What's the great agenda? Every time there's a news piece that's pushed out, I'm constantly searching to see if this is what everyone should be focused on, or is this something else that they're taking our attention from? Probably more than I should. I'm constantly thinking about what's the next move.
I also saw a video you did, Elon, Alex, and Klaus Schwab, Gates debate and duel. That got brought up to Elon yesterday, and he said he would. Oh, I forgot that clip, guys. Find that. I didn't see it on my list. Try to find that before the show ends. Elon Musk says he will debate Klaus Schwab. And I don't think Klaus Schwab would show up with that. What do you think?
Yeah, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't show up for that. Him showing up for that is probably similar as Mark Zuckerberg showing up for the fight that he had with Elon Musk. So I don't see Schwab showing up to answer for any of his crimes against humanity.
But you brought that up first. What made you think of that? I mean, kind of recap your video, Elon, Alex, versus Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, because that got brought up yesterday.
Yeah, it would, in my opinion, I think it would just be very interesting just to see you. You had a video of you. I think there was a meme they made of it seemed like you crashed Klaus Schwab one of his meetings. So just a discussion between all of you, I think, would be really interesting. Elon Musk, in my opinion, has more access to more data, and especially through Starlink with his maps. I think he would be one of the best people to interview Klaus Schwab just from that alone, his international information.
You know, when I see videos, even if it's on Facebook, the censored that are Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab, 99% of the comments, sometimes like 10,000, and I'll read for like an hour and not find.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
They felt like they needed a piece of the pie. It was them that was burning. It was them that was rioting. They felt like they were the ones that was deserving.
And so for those who don't know history, tell them about the sabotage of black civilization.
So right before, you know, before segregation and everything, we actually had the Civil Rights Act 1964. Now, the thing about the Civil Rights Act 1964 was introduced with LBJ, which is conveniently after JFK was assassinated. Now, the problem with that is there are FBI documents that somewhat validate that LBJ was a Klans member, a Kegel of the Klans. That's neither here nor there if that's true or not. He's done a lot of racism throughout his history. But prior to 1964, every census from 1890 to 1950 showed that the black labor force participation rates was higher than any of those of the whites. So there were more black people that was working. 1950, 72% of all black men and 18% of all black women had been married. Pregnancies had been decreasing. Both poverty and dependency were declining. And black income was raising in both absolute and relative terms. In 1965, 76.4% of black children were born to married women. And that's just 1965. And it's strange to me. I mean, these facts, I could keep going on with that. But just those enough is enough to destroy an entire civilization. And they introduced that with the Democrats. That's why the Democrats like to throw it in everyone's faces too. Oh, we did civil rights. Oh, we did civil rights. But why were we better prior to you and your civil rights movement? Why were blacks doing better prior to the Democrats infiltrated it with the civil rights movement? And why did they utilize LBJ? Why didn't JFK introduce this? You know? Why wasn't this implemented?
Because it wasn't the civil rights was bad. Within it became the welfare state, the control, which is the global social credit score for everybody now, which is what? Get rid of civilization and industrial society now for everybody. So it's 2.0, and people can read the LBJ letters. Just type in racist LBJ letters. They're at the University of Texas at his library. There's hundreds of them, and he says these, I'm not going to even quote it to me, he'll take it out of context and say I said it. He says these uppity black people, we're going to have control of them, we're going to have them voting Democrat for 100 years, we'll show them. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to show us all.
Yeah, they just copied and pasted. They copied and pasted everything. Every single thing that they did to the blacks, they said that we can do it to everyone else. And it's done with propaganda. I like something that you said in the space yesterday. And it made a lot of sense to me, just in case. I mean, just with the division we have worldwide, you say, hey, they wasn't really after me. They were after the fact of seeing if they attacked me, who would defend me or not. And they psyoped us. They psyoped conservatives. They psyoped liberals to not stand for Alex Jones. He's the crazy nut. He's this and he's that. They did the same thing similar to black people by telling people not to pay them no mind when they were complaining about the syphilis shot, telling people not to pay them no mind when they said the government was doing them wrong, that the police and the laws could be against them and it could be weaponized. They psyoped America into thinking that these were the criminals. They were speaking truth then. Same thing like Alex Jones now. They just copy and paste their strategies of division. They first slander the person, assassinate the character, and then they go for the assassination.
That's right. First they kill your name, then they kill you. Keep going.
But yeah, it's just truthfully, that's just what I've seen that's going on in America. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing right now through white America. Because even with homosexuality, you got Dylan Mulvaney, and they're pushing the guy really hard. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You want to be gay, you want to be gay. But it's undeniable that he's being pushed hard. And they did that in the black community, putting dresses on our rappers, making our rappers have homosexual slang, you know, the sagging of the pants. It was a lot of things that they eased into. It's a lot of things that they eased into slowly over time. And we start to see that also with the white Americans, or even with the crime state. We can see that the crime rates are going up higher for the Caucasians in America as well. And I feel like it's a lot of things that we've seen in the black families first. Even the replacement, there's no doubt. You go to Netflix or you go to any of these large networks, it's a large representation of black. And they're not doing that to give black people any type of representation. They're simply doing that to piss everyone else off because they make sure And over ratio, the amount of white people that's there.
It's simple. BlackRock, the New World Order, is literally putting on blackface, saying the establishment's black. Every corporate spokesperson's black. That's not a sign of black people doing better. That's the establishment camouflaging itself behind black people.
Yes. Yes. And the thing is, a lot of people, they'll be black and they'll hear these words I'm saying, and they get confused. It's like, by all means, I want black people to do good. But true representation, I don't want to live in a world of propaganda. It's not real. That's not a real world. Those aren't real people. You know, anything.
Look, it's simple. Hollywood's hated. It's collapsing. So it just put blackface on. Or the globalists wanted to invade Africa and exploit them. So they put Obama in. It's real simple.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Yeah. They put on the right camouflage to, you know, match the scenario of the propaganda that they're about to push out. You can rape Africa if you got a black president. Absolutely. I agree.
Wow. We'll keep going. Because I want to hear what you're going to say next.
That was really all I had to say that much about what the Democrats are doing. I do know I could go on and on about how much they have, you know, created every problem that we have. Like, I can go on and on.
Yeah, well, go on and on, because it's really true. They create the problem and offer the solution.
Yeah, they created the KKK completely. And the KKK, it began to rise right after the Civil War, when the Southern Democrats attempted to intimidate and bully the blacks now and white residents into voting Democrats. This is truly the reason the KKK existed. A lot of people aren't aware of that. The KKK wouldn't exist unless you had people trying to bully blacks into voting Democrats. And then they'll say the party switch. If the party switch, find me, and a lot of people like to use Wikipedia, search on Wikipedia, and you find me 20 senators, 20 congressmen that all switched at the same time during this infamous switch. It didn't happen. There was no such thing as a switch. It was always these same people that's been our enemies. They were the enemies then, and they are the enemies now.
Hey, let's think about history. People think of history as a long time ago. No, your ancestor 10,000 years ago had their babies that had people. You're literally physically connected to them, flesh to flesh. And people think that's why things stay the same, is that it was the KKK, it was the Democrats, it was the Republicans stood up to it. And that's why it's the same thing. And the Democrats are the oldest party, they're the most sophisticated, and that's why they're so hard to beat.
Yes. Yeah, they control all of the propaganda, and they give us a false reality. A lot of people, they have to think. When I used to be in hip-hop, I noticed one thing, that celebrities are an extension of media. So when you have this echo chamber, even like your cancellation, if you got celebrities attacking Alex Jones at the same time that CNN did or any of these other media companies, that is a bulk syndication that was planned to create the narrative that the entire world is pissed off with this person. But it doesn't much matter if the syndication is only controlled by 12 people at maximum. So it's a false reality. If you see, you know, if you see any type of rapper or any type of celebrity that reacts to any type of news, if you have Paris Hilton reacting to some news about someone demanding for the ban. Prior to Trump got banned, the way that they'll play this, Michelle Obama was the first person to request that President Trump got banned. And then you had the former CEO of Twitter, Jack at that time, responding to Michelle Obama, saying this will be looked into. They create that story, they make it look believable. And that's why a lot of people are constantly stating that the world is a stage, because these people are so fake that they understand if they just show us who they really are for a second, that we would no longer want them to serve us.
And what you're saying is totally true. When you see 100 celebrities come out and say, take the shots, they're getting paid by a PR firm. And now that the public sees this, we didn't talk before the show. We didn't plan. Some of this is all organic. And that's the way stuff used to work, by and large, was just the people were organic. What we wanted to do, we did. And what was better would come to the top, so we would kind of agree to that. But it seems like their centralization is over because, like Toto and the Wizard of Oz, the curtains pull back.
Agreed, yes. Yeah, we're looking behind that curtain right now. We're looking behind the green curtain, I agree. We definitely are in the era of seeing the wizard.
Dom Lucre is impressive. One more segment with him. Dom_LUCRE. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on X. Knows what he's doing. We got to come together, folks, or I'll tell you, we're all dead. I mean, it's down to World War III.
Jones and Mark wanted me to make sure to tell you he's a great fan of me.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
This is how we do every day. If you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Supremacy or black supremacy. I want human supremacy. Ladies and gentlemen, final segment with our amazing guest, Dom Lucrey. Going right back to him, but there's a fine line you got to walk, and people watch the show, sometimes they get confused. They're trying to teach white people to be guilty and hate themselves, just like they try to teach kids they're bad and global warming's real, so don't have a dog and don't have a car, don't have air conditioner, and, you know, sterilize yourself. We can't hate ourselves who are white and buy into that and follow liberal ideology. We can't then take the incredible race baiting run by Hollywood and the CIA to try to get us all at each other's throats. And so it's a balance. We have to call out the political correctness, call out the division. We have to realize where it's coming from. And I think that's threading the needle, though, Dom. You say it really perfectly historically. How do we do that? Because you can be against racism all day and love everybody. But if you're a black guy in the wrong southern town on Friday night, even still, you might get beat up. But that's kind of an isolated thing. They pushed all this racism. Most black people aren't racist or out attacking white people, but it's going on, and then that gets magnified. I notice the corporate media, big tech, doesn't really, they're showing that. They want a division. They want a clash. And they want to be able to dominate all of us by getting us to fight each other. How do we just defeat this and come together?
Alex, I think we really are entering an era where we're seeing that happening before our eyes. And that's finding a common person to come together by. You know, it seems like it's a lot easier for us to have a common enemy and a common friend. And it seems like we're finding that through Trump, at least from the other different, like, demographics that I'm seeing that support Trump. We're seeing certain demographics that support President Trump that wasn't even foreseen from the most ambitious conservatives are the most spiteful Democrats. I mean, no one would have seen someone like Sexy Red, this female rapper, to even sit there and be supportive of President Trump at any time, and that she's a currently hot rapper. And we see through the comments on that, and I go on Instagram and I check the comments of other media companies. Anytime they post Biden, you got all the minorities that are saying, oh, get this guy off of here. We want to see Trump. Put Uncle Trump on, and they'll make their memes and their jokes. No one has a move for Biden, and it seems like through President Trump that we're creating that common unity to say, man, and a lot of people are saying, I don't mean too much like Trump, but I like what America was with them. And it's bringing a lot of people together, it seems. Politics, believe it or not, and I think it's kind of it's poetic justice that politics is a system, probably the number one system that they use to divide us, probably more so than religion. And we're in an era right now where we're seeing politics is the same system and the same machine that is bringing people together and making them up.
Yeah, what did you make when they did that mugshot of Trump and then folks lined the streets in Atlanta? I mean, but it wasn't just black people loved a rebel who we saw things were better under. Everybody loves a rebel.
Yes. Yeah, everyone loves a rebel. Everyone loves a rebel. And it's at a point because no one really trusts the system. So if the system identifies someone as an enemy, you're a friend of the people at this point. We're in a Robin Hood era where no one really trusts the establishment anymore. And if the establishment don't like you, you're good to go with the people. Even on Australian Parliament, like, I just started posting, you know, this is my first year still, so I'm still, in my opinion, a rookie. The Australian Parliament had a whole meeting of trying to get my Twitter post banned. I got banned once for sharing an article, Australian article with Peter Scruggs, and they claimed that it was child exploitation. It's actually a news article in Thailand. What is insane is Australia requested it for me to get banned. Elon Musk had to send two executives down to Australia to speak with the entire parliament to keep my account still stated. So the corruption is vast. It only takes one. It don't matter who you are, what your position is, they don't want any type of opposition. And they wouldn't go to these great lengths unless the information that everyone has is not only credible, but powerful and detrimental to their movement.
Well, that's right. What's the saying? Nobody knows who first coined it. The propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless.
Yes, agreed.
All right, you're a humble guy, but I see you on your shows. We got 5 minutes left. You got the floor. You rant for us. Go over whatever you want this audience of. Normally millions. It's tens of millions right now, brother.
Well, I just think, you know, really using you as a great example, honestly, you are news right now. So the truth is, since you're coming back, Alex, like, they have vilified you for so long, and they even made characters of you, you know, to make people hate you. I mean, it's so much. Like you said, there is no one. You and Trump have had the most hit pieces in terms of what I've researched than anyone else on the internet, anyone else on the entire internet. And that states a lot. The internet is fast. I'm talking about internationally as well. And with that being said, man, for them to put that many resources and dedicate that much energy into trying to falter your influence, and it completely backfired. I just think that's a sign of things to come, that through God, no matter what they throw at the wall, it won't stick. And what goes up must come down. A lot of people like to be speaking about the Roman Empire I see this year. And the most important thing to Rome to me is about the fall. The nation was the most powerful nation you could ever expect. Yet they fell. And the Democratic Party was somewhat that strong. These people had Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, they had Hollywood. They had Big Pharma. They had education systems. And all we had was a few people speaking out. And we've created so much in such short amount of time. I just think it's a sign of things to come. The amount of support that people have for you. I see so many normies that were excited that you're back. Regular black people and stuff, they're happy that Alex Jones is back. And that's crazy. They've done whatever they can to just prevent that itself. And I almost feel like it's like the Streisand effect in a way. The more they try to tell people no, it's almost like a child, the more they're interested in the entire conservative culture, I believe. They try to X us out so much that people have to see what they're missing out on at this point. They've created a fear of missing out for the entire political world, conservative party.
Keep going, man. That was beautiful.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to freestyle. I don't really know how much to really go off, Will. Outside of the attacks, like, yeah, I do say this. I noticed something really interesting. Never expected for them to make that many attacks on me. I mean, it don't matter what I do, man. It's discouraging at first. And I would let it get me down until I speak to some other people, and they'd be like, man, look at such and such. You know, they'll bring up your name. Look at Alice. Look at Trump. You got to just keep going. They're going to hit you like this. Like, I shared a post when President Trump had a courtroom sketch, and it was him beside Jesus Christ. President Trump posted that on Truth Social. The mainstream media yet again started attacking me. I'm someone that actually used to give back to the homeless every single Sunday. Every single Sunday I was giving back to homeless in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I came up here to Nashville and was putting homeless in homes for free. They know all this stuff. They know who we are. And yet they will intentionally ignore that, call us conspiracy theorists, try to get us deplatformed, try to get us banned. And yet in the same breath, when they do the news segments, they'll say that we're not as important as we think we are. It's the most disgusting, disingenuous thing I've ever seen in my life. Because I know when I wasn't important, there were no media articles talking about anything that I said. There was nothing. No one cared what I had to say. They didn't care because they started noticing that the people care. The most important thing of this entire war is the people that's willing to listen. And that is what they fear. That's why they got bots behind every time they have a video or anything, because they know the straight numbers. If people see how small they really are and how few they really are, we wouldn't even have half the problems we have today.
Well, that's right. I use the Muhammad Ali. I use the Muhammad Ali analogy. He fought guys way bigger than him. But at the end of the day, he wasn't just the best boxer. He could take the most hits. He ended up killing him later when he was old. But that's the thing with Trump or anybody. You got to take hits, man. And the great part about it is at first you start getting hit. You're like, I haven't done anything wrong. Why are you doing this? But it's like at the end of the day, well, you want to beat my ass, I'm going to beat your ass. And so I think it comes down to the fact of taking the hits, brother.
Yes, yes, and it gives you that fuel, at least for me. It gives me the fuel because the fact that someone wants me gone, it makes me feel like, and it could be toxic. It's just the truth. I feel like I need to fight a little bit harder because for every person that wants me gone, there's 10 people that are demanding that I stay. And it just gives me so much hope and, you know, support just to keep going.
Well, yeah, they want you off air because you're smart and effective, and you're the new media. Man, you're reaching like, I see, I mean, I've been watching you for a long time, but you, I mean, what are you getting, like 10 million views every day or something?
Well, it's at like 512 a month, 512 million, like monthly. But
no, it's bigger than that. I see your videos every day with 2-3 million views and 5 or 6. I mean,
yeah, they do. That's the monthly analytics is in the fives, but daily is about 10 to 12 million. You had it right on the money.
Man.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With Skyhorse Publishing. He would publish stuff that nobody was publishing. They came after him, they sued him, they attacked him, and now he's just dominating. And he published my second book with them. I self-published like 20-something years ago, 9/11, the Descent into Tyranny. But we did the Death Star plans last year. It was a big hit, number one, worldwide bestseller. New York Times wouldn't write it. That was number one on all the other systems, USA Today, Wall Street Journal. But now we have the second part of the Great Reset in the War of the World, the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. And get it at InfoWarsStore.com as a fundraiser for me, because the court has ruled I can have my own book revenue to pay the bills. They make me pay for free speech. It's a crazy thing they did. Whatever. It's a chink in our armor. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. But right now, you get it discounted at Amazon.com. You know, the fundraiser is $100. It's $30 on our site. It's a big, thick hardcover at InfoWars.com. That's great. But get it at Amazon discounted today, because I did Charlie Kirk. I did a bunch of other big shows. I did Steven Crowder. I'm doing Steven Bannon. Tucker's coming on. I'm doing all these other shows. I mean, I'm going to be cross-eyed. I got somebody drive me home tonight, not because I'm drinking. I'm going to be up here until like 10 o'clock tonight. I've been on the air since 9 a.m. I'm going to be on the air at like 8 o'clock tonight, because this is the time. As Lennon said, there are times when you know, nothing happens in a decade, and more happens in a week than happened in a decade. So we're in the zeitgeist right now, but I wanted to give Tony, in the 12 minutes we have left, the floor here to talk about this book, why it's important, why everybody should get it right now at Amazon.com, The Great Awakening. Tony Lyons, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. And Alex, I would like to say that I'm really glad to be celebrating here with you the end of your deplatforming on Twitter or X. I've been watching your numbers, and you've gone from something like 700,000 followers in less than 24 hours to 1.6 million. So congratulations. It's about time that this ended.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the book. It's already number one in a bunch of categories. We're very close to number one worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrific book, and it's a book that people really ought to read. And, you know, so many people have been trying to say that you're a dangerous man, you know, and that people shouldn't read your books. People shouldn't listen to you. People shouldn't watch your shows, that you shouldn't be allowed on Twitter, that you shouldn't be allowed on all kinds of other platforms. But the answer is, this is a democracy. And if you can win in the marketplace of ideas, then you shouldn't be afraid of Alex Jones. You shouldn't be afraid of his books. You shouldn't be afraid of his ideas. You should read them, contemplate them, and decide for yourself whether you think he has the better idea.
Let's talk about the book. But again, in several categories, like number one in politics, number one in a bunch of other areas. I know we've gotten close to number one. We need to push this to number one. Explain to people that aren't in publishing why this is so important, because the establishment pays attention to this.
People watch very closely the top 100 books online. And it is fascinating because it's right before Christmas now, and most of the top 100 books are children's books or gift books. They're stocking stuffers. But, you know, Alex Jones' book, The Great Awakening, is now, you know, been in the top 100 for the last 4 days. It's right around there now. And if it could go to the top one, it would be an incredible statement against censorship, an incredible statement that the globalists are not winning, you know, that the populists are rising and that the world will not accept censorship anymore, that this is the end, that this is the time when ideas have to dominate and where you have to listen to the different arguments. And you get to decide for yourself what you believe.
Separately from the book, but I mean, is it the perfect book for this time? Would you not say the tide just turned the last few weeks? And a lot of people are saying, oh, I mean, from Joe Rogan, you name it, that the unbanning of Alex Jones was like the bellwether of the tide flip right there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's been, you know, anybody in America who's been more vilified than you have. So the fact that you're back on X or Twitter, you know, is an incredible statement that the tide is changing and that people just won't accept it anymore, that there's a rebellion going on in this country and that people are tired of being told what to do, what to think, and, of course, what to read. And that's why it's so important. People have to fight for their freedom back. And reading books like this, having access to information, is just so important. It's just such a fundamental right in this country. And when people don't have that right, they have nothing. Then we live in an oligarchy, and we're not willing to accept that.
Well, I know everybody from Michael Malice. I'm on his show today, and so many people told me, they said, we like this. The last book made us want to commit suicide. It was the negative stuff, but I thought it was positive. You know, the Death Star plans that I called it, the Great Reset, the War for the World. This one's very optimistic. It gets into positive things. It also covers a lot of bad stuff they're doing, but people really like it because I tried to write it with Kent In a very jovial way.
Yeah, so I think that's something that people have to really recognize, that this is a hopeful book about the future of mankind, about how, you know, AI doesn't really work. In the end, that sort of vision of the world fails. That, you know, they can teach you how to write a poem, but, you know, the way that this is set up, it's all about censorship. So AI is a mechanism of propaganda. It's only as good as the stories that are fed into it. So, you know, right now you can write a nice poem using AI about Biden, but you can't write it about Donald Trump. You know, those kinds of things. So, you know, this is a book that shows the hopeful vision for the future that you have. And that's a hopeful vision that I think people haven't seen before, that people don't know that you have this really beautiful vision, and they can get that through this book. And I really encourage people to recognize that, to read the book, and to judge for themselves, you know, whether that's true.
Well, I was so poleaxed yesterday because they call up and they go, hey, you're going to be on with Elon Musk for 2 hours. I'm like, okay. And Elon goes to the show every week. And then I'm there and Elon comes on. I should have talked about the book because the whole 2.5 hour discussion with Elon was about the Great Awakening.
Right. Yeah, that would have been a great time. But I mean, it is such an incredible moment now. I was reading yesterday, you know, that the Washington Post, for example, you know, one of the, you know, bulwarks of the legacy media is, you know, having walkouts and they're laying off people. So you're seeing that. You're seeing that people are rebelling, that they're angry, they're protesting. They want to have real news. They want to have options. They want to have choices. And your show is such an important part of that, and your books are such an important part of that.
Well, that's right. All this oppression and tyranny and censorship is not an aspect of strength by the collapsing establishment. It's a admission that they're not popular and collapsing.
Sure. I mean, you know, you don't kick people off Twitter because you think you have a better argument. You kick people off Twitter because you can't stand up to what they're saying. You don't believe that you can convince people. And in a democracy, you're supposed to have people convinced that your ideas are better. And so there should never be books that are censored in this country. There should never be people who are censored in this country. You know, if people really can convince the public, your viewers, all of us, that their ideas are better, they should never be afraid to stand up, to get on the stage, and to really debate with you in the marketplace of ideas.
Well, you went through all the deplatforming and really went from being huge to massive because you helped publish Robert F. Kennedy's number one book, to, you know, all these things.
I have seen firsthand that, you know, that there is such incredible censorship in this country, and it's hard for a lot of people to see what it is because in many cases, you know, Biden for a while was trying to build this sort of system of protecting the public from disinformation. And when you think about that, you know, somebody who's been using so much propaganda, somebody who is guilty of orchestrating such incredible censorship of credible people in this country, then tells us that he's going to protect us. So that's sort of like a mafia type story where the people who are doing the worst things to us tell us that they're going to protect us from those things. So I've seen that firsthand, and I know how important it is that people have access to information on all sides so that they decide for themselves.
Exactly.
And really have a sense of what the arguments are on both sides.
Well, that's like Satan saying, give me control, I'm going to protect you from the devil.
Right, right. And even right now, there's so many people saying that, you know, we're at this point where there is so much of a push towards autocracy that we can't afford to have democracy now because we need to be protected from that. And that same kind of thing shows up in the sense that, you know, if you give your power away for any reason, it's always going to be really hard to get it back. So we should never accept that. And once again, you know, the people who
hold on, Tony Lyons, that's very deep and astute. 2 minute break, do 5 more minutes with me, then the great Gerald Celente takes over. But I want to speak to what you just said. I know that was, the audience is smart, but I barely even picked it up. So you said it quick. I want to explain what you just said. When you give power up, let's explain how this works, because this is historic what you're saying. The Great Awakening at Amazon.com. Push it to number one now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.